Welcome to Conversations Live. For more than a decade, we've brought you the best in books, entertainment, celebrity interviews, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us first. Now celebrating 17 years of broadcasting success, here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you walk in. Join us once again, both for our radio audience here in Mississippi at WYAD 94.1 FM and WYADonline.com. We're glad that you all could be with us. Also, those tuning in to our online affiliates around the world, we're glad you all could join us as well. We're excited to welcome best-selling author Elle Marr to our program today. Elle is celebrating a brand-new book that I've already had a chance to read that you guys can now get. It's called Lies We Bury, a really fascinating story. We'll talk to Elle not only about her literary journey, but also what it's been like for her to share it with all of you. And, of course, tell you a little bit about the book. We're not going to spoil it for you, but we will let you know at the end of our segment how you can be able to join the fun and get your own copy. Elle, thank you so much for the time. Really appreciate it.
Cyrus, thank you so much for having me.
Glad to do it. So, Elle, I have to start off with where we are today. As I mentioned, the book is now officially available for the world to be able to read. You shared an unboxing video not too different than the one you did last year, the common denominator being we were still, you know, in the middle of a worldwide pandemic. But what has this experience been like for you, Elle, to have given so much of yourself in these books and now to be able to give them over to us?
Oh, it's an exhilarating feeling, really incredible and hard to put into words because we, you know, as authors, work for years and years and years to get to this point. And to then have our words in the hands of readers is an exceptional feeling. And certainly during the pandemic, it's been unique, to say the least. It's not what I envisioned. It's definitely not. But it's afforded quiet surprises. Like, I'm able to speak with you and, you know, listeners from all over the world now and people specifically in Mississippi, whereas I, you know, if this wasn't during the pandemic, I would probably be doing more in-person events and limiting the scope to people who are just around me. So I'm grateful for the opportunity to connect over a longer distance, definitely.
Yeah, we appreciate that. I think we now have more appreciation for really good Wi-Fi these days. I think it definitely
and
has made life.
Absolutely.
Yeah, a lot better. Well, this book, I think, and you even alluded to this in your video you posted on Facebook, Elle, this book, though, does give us as readers a little sense of normalcy, right? Because one of the things we all look forward to are new releases, you know, whether we're talking about movies or books or music. And you've been a part of that. What has that been like for you in the past year to hear from readers how much they appreciate you and what you're giving us?
Oh, it's such a gift. It really is. I write for readers. I am able to write and live my dream thanks to readers. So it's such a wonderful opportunity to connect with people and then also to add to the library, our global library, of increasingly diverse reads. It's really important to me to include characters that look like me, which is a mixed-race person, an Asian-American woman, and to give other readers people that they might identify with or people that they just are coming to learn more about. That's really important to me.
Yeah. Marissa, who we're able to meet in Lies We Bury, is an interesting character. We're going to get into her, especially some of the lighter moments in the book, but I think also, I mean, what it was like for you to kind of slip into her skin. But talk to us about this writing journey for you, Elle. Have you always known that storytelling was going to be a part of your life?
No, Cyrus. I did not. It was definitely a journey to get here, but I will say that looking back in hindsight, I've always had a passion for reading. I was a very voracious reader as a child, and that developed into an interest in all things creative. But I distinctly remember writing my own stories in a little journal when I was 8 years old, and then deciding that writing a novel would be really hard, and so I held off on it for a long time.
Yeah. And now here we are with your being able to write these books and to gain, I mean, literally a worldwide audience, and not just with readers like myself, Elle, but also your peers. What has that been like for you to have people that you enjoy reading now enjoy reading you?
Oh, it's incredible. You know, that's one aspect of the dream come true, to have people that you admire and whose books that you yourself have passed time with, then to read your own. It's really unlike anything I imagined. I did not fully grasp that part of publishing, or I didn't dare dream of that part of it, is probably better to say.
Yeah. and it has definitely become a reality. And now, of course, I know that we'll continue with the new book. Lazarie Berry, I mentioned Marissa, who is the main character of the new book. And what is so interesting to me about this book, I'll say this for me as a reader, and then, of course, I will defer to you because you're the creator of this story. It is, to me, part mystery, but also part inflection into oneself. I think, you know, as we kind of go through this journey, and you've done this to us, Elle, because of the way the book is written in first person, we feel like we are not only trying to discover truth, but also walk in truth. What was that like for you to be able to slip into Marissa's skin and to experience the world as she did?
I think that's so well put, because that's what I start to do as an author, to really sit into different characters' heads and their motivations and their regrets. I think that's truly what creates a compelling character for me as a reader, and I attempt to do that for my own books. I like what you said there, that, you know, I am trying to create a journey for readers to go on, and also for them to maybe recognize parts of themselves in my character's struggles. I think that we all have, you know, secret struggles, and Marissa's particularly are secret, that they're also public, and that she's trying to move past some public trauma that she experienced.
Yeah. And I think, too, that is what makes a book like this, I think, fascinating, but I think also scary. I will say on a lighter note, I mean, how many of us haven't, you know, searched serial killers? Great thing we can't be all judged on our searches on online, right? I mean, So what was that? I mean, of course, you as a creator of stories like this, I can only imagine the things you've had to search. But what was that like for you to kind of explore this world of hers, and then, of course, to think about, to talk around it, to talk about things from her past that may be coming back up?
Yeah, the research aspect of it is always the horrifying part of writing a thriller novel, or at least my thriller novels. In order to ground them in reality, you know, we as creators try to take readers onto new adventures, new journeys, but at the same time, they have to be recognizable. They have to have these realistic signposts along the way. And so researching Lazarie Berry involved doing a deep dive into serial killers in the Pacific Northwest, and that was eye-opening, to say the least. I think that, you know, we all have – there's a growing interest in true crime, as evidenced by all of the docuseries on Netflix, and yeah. I was inspired by, you know, certain true crime headlines in the past, as sadly there are real cases of false imprisonment that occur in the world globally. I tried to root that in reality, even though it's sometimes hard to stomach.
Do you find that part of what makes your job fun for you, Elle, is that you're able to not only to entertain, but hopefully to inspire and to broaden the minds of your readers?
100% yes. I write books first and foremost to be entertaining, to be a good read, hopefully, that turns, you know, that has a reader turning pages quickly. And at the same time, I find myself, you know, imbuing parts of myself into the story and, you know, hopefully imparting some optimism at the end or throughout the story. There are threads of optimism despite the dark twists and turns that my characters go on. And that's ultimately how I feel about life. That's the part of me that kind of shows through. So I hope that readers are able to see that a little bit through the dark twists and turns.
Yeah, I think they will. And I think a book like Lazarie Berry, I mean, gives us the satisfaction that we want of a story that moves quickly, but also that kind of makes us a part of it as well. I want to say for those who are just tuning in, though, either on the radio side or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. We're excited to welcome best-selling author Elle Marr to our program. We're talking to her about her brand-new book called Lies We Bury. It's out now. You guys can be able to get it as we are having this conversation. Depending on how you're listening to us, it's available through our friends at Amazon.com or through your favorite local bookstore. The other thing I want to ask you about when it comes to a character like Marissa, though, as we are able to see her try to move on, but also realize something I think I definitely related to, and that is that closure is sometimes a necessary part of that. A lot of times we try to run from things instead of dealing with them. I think she found that that can only take you so far. What was that aspect like for you to make her strong enough or to show that she was strong enough to do that?
Yeah, that's another great question. At the beginning of the story, I don't think anyone's sure whether or not a character is strong enough, least of all the character herself. And so for me, it was about providing the necessary layers or setting the necessary layers of Marissa's life to demonstrate that potential for her. She desperately wants to move forward, but she's been unable to for so long, despite a few slapdash Band-Aids that she's applied over those open wounds. For her, the journey to resolution or closure is not about obtaining an apology from X, Y, or Z person. It's about really coming to grips with herself and I'd say self-acceptance, which is hard for a lot of people in general. You could go, you know, decades, as Marissa does, without getting that.
I think that's it. And I think, too, you know, seeing, I guess, having other people realize sometimes what we're able to achieve and what we can do, I think it's also the great thing. Did you find yourself with this book? Well, let me ask the question this way. Is Lies We Buried the story you thought it would be, or did you find that Marissa took you on turns that you weren't expecting?
She absolutely did. I love that question because it's how I work. I have to plot things nowadays. I have to structurally plan out my map for writing. I don't have the time to just kind of go off and write for myself, I guess. But I do discover things along the way. It's kind of a combination of plotting and pantsing, if you will. As I'm writing out a scene that I kind of knew where it was going, I discover so much in the edits and really coming to understand my characters more throughout the months of writing.
Wow. And now here we are. So, you know, as we mentioned, of course, things are in a different place than since your last release, Elle. There is a light at the end of the tunnel as we are still navigating
yes.
through 2021. What are your hopes this year? I mean, as the world is opening up, do you find yourself looking for new ways of being able to interact with your readers that maybe you didn't get a chance to do last year?
Oh, yes, I am, Cyrus. That could not be more true for me. I actually just decided I'm going to venture out, and I'm going to find my book, The Missing Sister, on some local bookshelves, and then talk to some booksellers pretty soon. I'm ready. So I'm hoping to your question, meet more readers in person this year, meet more booksellers in person, and just return to the places I love, which are libraries and bookshops, and really connect with people more, hopefully in person.
Well, I know they're looking forward to that as well. We all are, and I think, you know, that is one of the cool things about where we find ourselves right now. I'm so glad we had a chance to have this conversation. The last questions I have for you, though, Elle, are more on the broader side. I'm sure outside of just readers reaching out to you now because of the success you've been able to have and your work being able to reach a larger audience, people reach out to you probably for advice as well. You have been able now to have your dream come true, to be not only a published author but a best-selling author. What have you been telling aspiring authors in particular about the importance of the journey and being able to not give up along the journey?
Yes, I have been telling aspiring authors to ensure that their manuscript is ready, which is a very hard determination to come to, I know. But ensure the manuscript is ready before you begin querying either publishers or literary agents if you choose those routes. And also to trust yourself as a reader. If you are not compelled to turn the page, other people might not be either. Likewise, if you are passionate about your story, other people will be too. So don't forget to trust yourself as a reader first.
Yeah, I think that's it. And the last question that I found that I wanted to ask you in kind of tying in yourself with this book, Lies We Bury, do you find that Marissa is an example of the strength that you yourself have developed? Or is she someone that you yourself would even aspire to be more like?
I really like Marissa. I really like her, which seems self-indulgent, but it's not from my perspective. I've understand that she has bad days and she also has good days, and she's just overall working toward being a better person. And I definitely identify with that myself. I absolutely aspire to her strength after what she has endured, and the resilience that she demonstrates by taking each step forward. Sometimes that step forward literally just looks like waking up the next day. So I am inspired by that act, both fictitiously and in reality.
Yeah. Well, I tell you, I think that is the thing. I think we all will look at this book and say, you know, I hope I would have the courage to do that, to be able to do what really all of us are challenged to do every day, I feel like, Ellen, that is
absolutely
to be able to face the things that can make us better, and also to bring us closer to the person that we want to be. And I think that is it, because I think a lot of times in doing that, we do kind of become the person that we want. And I think that's the cool thing about fiction, allowing us to see the truth of ourselves sometime. Again, everyone, Elle Marr has been our guest. Lies We Bury is the new book. As I mentioned, it is out now. Elle, how can our audience stay connected with you and be able to follow you on the journey this year?
Yes, you can all find me at my website, ellemarr.com, and I'm also on social media on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. I would love to connect with people there.
All right, so make sure you guys are staying connected with her. Elle, congratulations to you again. Great conversation with you today, and looking forward to having you back on the program again.
That would be great. Thank you so much, Cyrus.
Hey, more than welcome. And we thank your audience for tuning in to another great segment of Conversations Live. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live. Now let's go make today amazing. Take care.